I don't think that's anything you can prepare for. It's more mind over matter, and that's the approach I'm going
to
take.
Are there any, like, tricks to it? I mean, do you, like, put Vaseline on your face or something? Like
you know, that? I actually heard a Vaseline thing from Denard Robinson, but I don't think I'm going to try that.
Eric Reed, one of the guys you played with in high school, you're going to be seeing him on Sunday. I guess, is that kind of cool to be able to see a guy on the field that you played with so long ago in high school?
Yeah, I think it's cool. You know, there's probably going to be out 6 times playing against each other counting college. So it's always fun. We get to go out there and play against each other. So I think it's going to be fun.
Have you followed him at all, like, in his professional career? I mean, do you know much about how he's doing?
I heard he's doing good. One of the top tacklers on the team. So, you know, that's always fun. I'm sure we'll meet up a few times out there.
Eddie, looking forward to playing out in the cold, getting out there with, you know, 10, 20 below maybe?
It's definitely going to be a different experience, but you know, like I was saying earlier, it's mind over matter. You know, we're going out there to take care of business, so that's the approach we're taking.
Are you the healthiest right now you've been in the past few weeks as far as your ankle goes going into this game?
I definitely feel a lot better. Oh, yeah, I just found out about that like 10 minutes ago. I think it's pretty cool, man. I don't know too much to say about it. I think it's real cool, though.
Eddie, how different of a player are you now than you were in that week one game against San Francisco?
I think I developed a lot. You know, I'm playing a lot faster, a lot calmer. So, you know, I think I'm a much better player now than I was then.
Coach McCarthy said that he and Alex both said they could tell you were nervous in that game and you had some jitters. Is that did that catch you by surprise that you maybe were a little more of a...
You talking about the first game?
Yeah, the first game.
You know, I can't even start to, you know, describe how I felt that game. That was the first time for me, but... you know, it's in the past, so I'm not too much worried about it.
How much have you learned as a running back in your style and playing with these guys throughout this whole season that you want to take into the postseason? How much better?
You know, I learned a lot. You know, I learned, you know, my blocker's tendencies, you know, when to be patient, when to just hit it, and, you know, just to be calm and let the game come to me.
You also learned to protect the football that San Francisco game. You didn't play over a quarter after you fumbled, and you haven't done it since.
Right. You know, I like being on the field, so... try not to make mistakes that'll get you taken off of it.
What's your excitement level going into the play? I mean, this is your first playoff. I mean, you're a rookie, you know, second team all, but what's your excitement level being in the locker room? And obviously, everything raises up a level.
It does raise up, but, you know, I just keep the same mindset that I've been had. You know, it works for me, so I'm just, you know, stay the way I am.
What do you think about that Alabama game last night, bro?
Oh, man. Tough. It's tough, man. That's all I'm saying. Tough loss.
You got kind of whooped, right?
Yeah, roll tide, though. We're still the best. We're still the best team.
Eddie, no sleeves tomorrow as usual, or?
No sleeves?
Sunday, will you wear sleeves?
No, I'm not going to wear sleeves.
Why? Why is that your preference? Because so you can feel the ball, or?
You know, I don't know. I just feel like if I have sleeves, it'll make me fumble or something like that. I don't know. Just stay with no sleeves. I'm comfortable that way.
What's it been like just even living in the cold weather, though, for a guy who, you know, wasn't used to that?
It's very difficult. But during the game, when you have adrenaline, I'm sure it's not going to be that bad.
Eddie, when you found out you made all pro and stuff, did you call anybody? I mean, was it that kind of moment?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to call nobody yet. They told me right before I was going to work out. And so whenever I'm finished with my day here in about 45 minutes, then I'm going to call my mom.
Do you feel any sense of, like, what a stamp of approval or that kind of stuff?
I mean, I'm very excited about it. You know, I never thought, you know, I'd be in something like that. But, you know, I'm very excited for this and, you know, for that achievement. And, you know, I just hope I can keep playing and just continue to get better.
Eddie, what do you remember about their front seven? They kind of have a rep as one of the, you know, the tougher fronts in the league.
Oh, they're very physical, man. You know, high motor guys. You know, they're gonna give you the best they have. And, you know, they're not going to back down. So, I mean, we know that going into the game, so we're just going to have to match it and, you know, do our best.
Did they really stand out? I mean, you've been in 16 games now. Did that group really stand out kind of looking back?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, they're one of the best top defenses, and we know that. So, you know, we just have to do what we have to do, but they're a great group.